Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
This is Parker Pest on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. It's June 11th, 2017, third live hour, and the call number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwhei@sbcglobal.net. We're leading in to the development of water and its fracking system and the price that we will pay, which I talk about in chloramine caused health damage, which is called the economy of scale, in terms of health costs, as a basis to people with diseases that are caused by various forms. We're beyond the level of the good, you know, the goody stories of toxins. We're talking about chemical reactions within the body where there are mutations which have different signals and have signals which are beyond the surface structure of the cancer cell and is part of the chromosome system. Now, you know that you had the British rather the Brexit exit vote and the European Union has had for some time what is called the unitary patent plans. And what we're talking about, because the Brexit vote, the vote would take the unitary patent system, it's called the Unitary Patent Court, and put it into a different framework. Now, what you have here in terms of this is the strategies for being able to deal with the Unitary Patent Court on human reactions to chemicals and water, specifically, which is a highly economic controller that will be placed in a different court. Chinese want that court to take it over from the European Union because of the British vote on getting out of the European Union. Because when they did that, Britain lost their ability for to be in the UPC system for physiology and chemistry. So the patent file sector as it stands is that The United States has an electrical machinery, about 6% of the patent system. On patents that are worth, the European Union has about 9%. The Japanese and the South Koreans are very close together. I would say they're around 11, 13% of the total patents. And the rest of the world has about 12%. The rest of the world comprises mostly Russia. So what you have in terms of, let us say, determinations, you know, of companies that are on the stock exchange that affect the American stock exchange from the patent system, Siemens, have about 2% of the patents that are being used in Asia. Samsung on electronics in South Korea is about 5% of the total amount. They're the top in terms of working with the patents that affect for the human body. The following companies affect the death panel: Toyota, Bosch, Fujifilm, Fitsu, Hitachi, which is a General Electric company, Sony, Panasonic, Canon, Toshiba, and Toshiba itself, the Hanhan Precision Industrial System for robots, for the chemistry on the body and the robot surgery. That comprises, within the matrix of the death panel, the specialization of artificial intelligence for the ear and the forebrain, the development of polymers, which will be for the artificial blood supply, chemical engineering, thermal devices, which is a handheld system of the glove, which was invented in America, by the way, pharmaceuticals, and optics for the artificial eye for the bionic brain. That is the real world. And the process of the development of the patents that are developed within the new system of the base erosion profit-sharing system. That's the real world. So how do you live in that real world? And the process of which we get back to what we had, which was the innuendo with the caller on the second hour. In other words, what we have here is the way cities are built. So in other words, in Israel, you would have the expertise of building cities for counterterrorism. You would have the concept, for instance, you can have in Uruguay, the Puerto del Estate, which is one of the future cities of the world, where people will live. These are embedded skyscrapers where food is manufactured through the center of the city. Where you have production based upon bacteria of some which is not on this earth. I talked about with the caller, Jeff from my hole, calling what are called star craters. These are architects, star architects, they're called, and there are two classes of them in the form of design for the new urban electricity consumption, which is measured through footsteps of the new shoes that are being made by the electronic corporations at this time. The use, of course, of virtual reality with artificial intelligence is based upon the water molecule itself. I have two patents that are working their way through the concept where I'm using as a prior art the determination of the concept of the whole Smithsonian Institute information, which is now being displaced in a molecule of water. So you have the process of the development that when they talk about, for instance, the shining city on the hill. That's a phrase that you need to be very aware of as to what that really means. About 70% of the global demand for infrastructure estimated by government reports, which are involved, this is infrastructure week, okay? So over the next 15 years, you're going to have 70% of that global demand for that infrastructure is going to be in urban areas. Who's going to live in the urban areas where there isn't any, you know, your food is grown somewhere else, so it'll be grown in the building. What are you going to do with the people who are older that have to adapt to these new cities? What are you going to do with that? You're going to do as China's promoting, which is called the Lakeside Village in Hongzhan New Area, which is the it's called the New Area of Hongzhan, which that has these special areas where the elderly are treated in a different way, in a very different type of skyscraper. And these are being built. This is not science fiction into the future. Take a look at Amazon's concept of where they have the talking cylinder, where you have the interchange with artificial intelligence as if a person is there. So those kinds of concepts of where people are not in the relationship, but a computer's in the relationship. So it's the urban center of the shining city on the hill where the model for this is in a South London neighborhood in Elephant and Castle neighborhood. Now, I've been in the areas, I remember the old days of passing through Britain, and Tanya had a lot of things I did in Britain, an Elephant and Castle. And you ask her, why would they pick that? Why would that be placed? Because they can manage the electricity by which the formation of the developmental system is going to be made in terms of being able to have life manufactured from other chemistries. Now, the Chinese gross national product growth is quite extensive because China is in a lot of debt. So you take all that information and put it together in terms of what they're trying to do with the border adjustment tax in the new government of President Trump. The idea, if you import a good, the border adjustment tax is just taxing, you know, business cash flow, really. You get back again to the cash, you see. How can you purchase property in America and not really own that? Because it comes under the border adjustment tax of taxing the cash flow. So in other words, if you had a bad tax at a corporate income that's based on those goods that aren't taxed today, then you are, which I talked about with the BET tax in the terms of foreign governments having to give profits to other companies, then what you have is you'd be taxing income from a United States company, you see, that would import for their foreign ventures and raise their expenses and reduce production levels. So let's say that the cities of the future, which are now, which are being designed now, are going to be determined by, carefully understand what we're saying, how high you live in that skyscraper. Now, that's already being implemented as we speak on an experimental basis. That's the real world. So let's say you take the value of a United States dollar, mark it against the 1.2 million on your death panel on the terms of the metrics of what you're worth. Remember what I talked about. I didn't make it a theme four shows ago in terms where I was talking about the Bitcoin, when I was talking about the coin in terms of the computer coin. What I was suggesting is that the real coin currency, the real currency, is knowledge. Now that isn't abstract. I know because I'm a knowledge engineer. You know, in the old days, they used to say, I remember at one time, I'm giving away information out of school and deviating from my presentation, but this has to do with the future of cities. And there were, I won't even mention the newspaper. The future shows I might. And I won't mention the person. Who owned the newspaper? Used to be a governor. And it didn't have computers on a bigger scale. IBM's computer was about the size of an average mattress that you sleep on, average-sized mattress. Of course, their computers were much bigger in those days. I've talked about that in open heart surgery and the process of that. But human knowledge was based upon the concept of where you actually read a book, or you studied, or you acquired knowledge. And when the memorial is going to be placed up for Dwight Eisenhower in Washington, how many years has it taken for Eisenhower to get his memorial? What is it, 40 years, something like that? Because he knew the industrial complex, and he knew the understanding, and he's the one that started that. Remember I told you about that part? You know, people were trained in this country to know one subject in case there was a war, because he anticipated a nuclear war, and they were called knowledge engineers. And I was pitched for three subjects for some reason. Again, you know, I can't believe that I, you know, did that. But the thing is, I do it, you know, for Uncle Sam, that type of story. So they had editors. They put you in a room. There would be maybe 12, 15 editors of newspapers in one room. And they would, you know, they'd ask you questions. And because they just had a hard time thinking that somebody would be able to do that, to have knowledge which would be preserved in case there was a war and the books were burned and the telephones would be out and there wouldn't be any way to communicate with anyone, because IBM hadn't developed Watson, because Watson's developed that, what I'm talking about, the cylinder where you can buy today, you know, and that turns into a person. You don't need another person in your life. You just need you need Watson. And this is, of course, advertised on television today, you know, around the clock. So no one's keeping that secret from you, that artificial intelligence has already programmed you. But the thing, the whole point is that they could not get over the fact that somebody would be able to ask any question and work it through. Well, sitting in the room, this is one of these sessions I was in, there was an Air Force commander who was developing an advancement of research of an agency which is very common today, and you've probably heard of it, DARPA. And they were very sophisticated. And they said, well, why can't we have information like that to be used in medicine? We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable.
This is Porter Petways, and I wanted to bring forth another aspect of a Harvard University endowment. I'll talk about that in a minute, but I wanted to mention that the United States Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross, has selected Associate Solicitor Joseph Mittal to have the functions and the duties of the Under Secretary of Commerce for Intellectual Property and the Director of the United States Patent Office. This actually follows the resignation of Michelle Lee, and of course, Mittal is, if you read the law briefs of the patent and trademark decisions before the Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit, you'll see how brilliant this particular person is. He was selected by the former Senator Jeff Sessions as the Judiciary Committee counsel for the former Secretary of John Tull, a Republican from Arizona, and he was on the Mittal was was on the commission to write the Leahy-Smith, the American Invents Act, which was passed in March of 2013. So we're dealing with somebody now who has an understanding of what we're talking about on Parker Pathways. And, you know, it's Harvard gets endowments, and there was an endowment given to Harvard of 8,500 acres of dairy farms and 5,500 cows on the island of New Zealand. And the private equity firm, KKNR, is ready to buy these holdings from Harvard at more than $70 million that's pending the regulatory appeal. And these types of buyers within that deal have to have this deal settled by June, because that's the fiscal year. See, people, they're not business that go out here and protest against Sharia law, and talk about the way they want environmental justice, and they want to do the things they haven't done business. You see, it's most of those folks, the best guess is they have no idea where that money comes from. They just want a paycheck, or they want to sign up for Amazon Prime, which is a way of developing what they kindly say are low-income consumers, but they're really not. You know, you have a lower fee on a monthly Prime membership. You can get food, that type of thing. So, and there's nothing wrong with that to have circulation too, but this is part of the metrics we've been talking about. That metric has been developed in terms of the death panel itself and Amazon Prime. This is why the people who have a lot of money are signing up for it. But the whole thing comes down to the Harvard Management Company is selling out in the process for $70 million for that. Now, one of the strong arrangements that made with New Zealand is to be able to handle farming in such a way that it can be used for medicine. So I think that is quite important when you're trying to understand that a country has recognized that the process of biomedicine is going to be the major production of a product which is going to be subject to a border tax. But think about this. The border tax may be integrated with the Obama metrics of the death panel as a tax. In other words, a tax on your soul and life. And that's not an idle statement. See you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website Angioprim.com.
I just realized that I'm an hour behind. I didn't realize it. But you'll be patient with me. We have a caller, Carlin from Maryland. Hello, Carlin.
Hi there. Okay, I have a couple of questions for you. I'm sorry to take you off topic. They don't have to take long. Question number one is, you speak of a cashless society, a cashless economy, and my question concerning that is, how is that going to affect the state lotteries and also money orders that only take cash for payment?
As I understand it, it'll be similar. Everyone will have a number, which is different than the Social Security number, which they plan to eliminate, by the way. It's all based upon a number system, very complex algorithm systems. I don't know how that will end up, but right now, your question is very pertinent because they've been working on that for about 5 years, trying to figure out the algorithms for that. There's another issue here, that the government doesn't want you to win any money like that. What they want to do is to have their system similar tied in. I'll give you a clue. In terms of this other system, in Las Vegas, when you go there, you have three or four plans. You know, you've heard where you have things on the comp. You know, where the hotels give you benefits for gambling in their hotel. And
okay, keep going.
You see what I mean? And so, so what they're going to do is have, when you're born, based upon your metrics, give you a lifetime comp. In other words, you have so many comps that you're awarded when you're born. It'll be based upon certain kinds of parameters. They want to use the genetic code for that. And I haven't talked about that on my shows before, but that I could do all 3 hours on that one subject, by the way, that whole 3 hours on that one subject, because that has to do with metaphysics. The meta, not metaphysics mind, but I'm talking meta, M-E-T-A, and P-H-Y-S-I-C, and metaphysics are the mathematics of that, see. So what they do is have you lifetime comps, and so you have these comps that you come in. So you're not winning money, you're winning comps. In other words, let's say that we have in the discussion I have where I'm exposing the concept of the new cities that are being built as we speak, and how the thing, each floor has its own comps already. They're building it into the computers, which are in those floors for those high rises. By the way, the area of Dubai, which is financing the terrorists, they have what you have asked. They already have that going on. Yeah. So, my position is to play Powerball while you have a chance, you know what I mean?
Okay, no, and you know, my position, you know, on playing the lottery is that it allows currency to circulate through the economy that wouldn't otherwise circulate.
Exactly. And that's,
you know,
that's why they
don't want it. It's an odd position to take, but it's a position that I take.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, no, I'm with you. Yeah.
Okay.
What's your other question?
Okay, the next question concerns the employees of Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington and the employees of the Pentagon and the employees of whatever other alphabet agencies this applies to. I wonder if all of the employees, like, you know, you see certain individuals in key positions take oaths of offices, and those are the ones that are elected, and some of the others that are appointed take oaths of offices. But I wonder if the situation is not the way that it is, because employees that you would think take oaths of offices, in other words, loyalty to the U.S., et cetera, and there may be more than one oath of office. The question is, do all of the employees who are assumed to take oaths of offices, do they actually take an oath of office, or do some of them not take it, and therefore they're not loyal to what it is assumed that they're loyal to?
Yeah, that's a that is a very good question. I'm going to give you some inside stuff there. What? Let's say that someone has been voted on, okay, to an office. You know, like, let's say the House representatives is a great example of this. Same thing for senators. They don't have a formal ceremony. The vice president walks around now with a Bible, and that Bible's questionable too, by the way. And they have an oath, and they take it in the hallway or after they go to the bathroom, or they think, you know, and their wife is standing around and their girlfriends and all that, mistresses and all that stuff. And they take an oath, and that's how they get in office. Now, if you, that's it. There's nothing formal anymore, is there anything? But in that oath, you can do as President Obama did, which leave out key words. And those key words are replaced in a private oath that's done in the office. And they can have those words replaced by, let's say, for so help me God. They could take out the word God, which they do, and they can place anything they want in there. That's the way that's operating. And another thing, this is very, you're asking an incredibly important question because I want to tip you off of something. Make a note to look up what's called the Internet of Things. Its abbreviation would be IoT. And under that, you will find the determination of how the world will be conducted based upon what I'm talking about in today's Parker Pathways. But there is a standard by which the oath will be a logarithmic. Just think about that one. In other words, the idea there won't be any, they want to take God out of the equation. And that's how they plan to do it, by the Internet of Things. And so you can have allegiance to Bahan. You can have allegiance to Satan. You can have allegiance to the organization that they belong to in terms of the what's called the Equinox Paradox Group, which controls the Knight of Columbus. You can have have that all mathematical. Okay? And that's not science fiction. You're asking the biggie there. Carolyn, you're on the case. Are you with
me? All right. Yeah, no. Yes, sir. Okay. I'm going to hang up now and let you carry on. Thank you very much.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm all right.
Okay. I want to make sure I cover you, baby. You call again.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. The whole thing is, we're going to jump on the thing, but the Internet of Things is what I've been covering today. And wait till you figure what they have planned for human organs. Let me tell you something in terms of things, talking about the development of where you're going to have the selection for the Supreme Court's going to have to deal with all these issues coming up today. But let's say that in order for you to make everything work, you have to have energy. And, of course, if your grid is based upon the facets of being attacked, let's say, from cosmic wars, you have to have a different energy. And, of course, everybody's got the prices of lithium. It's going to be something that, you know, the lithium supply demand. Demand is expected to rise 16%. Lithium's out in the, you know, as a crystal. It's out there in South America. It's in Nevada. But you have to, you ask yourself, well, why would Tesla move into Nevada, you know, where they are? And they think, well, it'd be close to the crystal mines of lithium. But see, what people don't realize, and I have brought this up on the program, and it's a warning. You cannot have the lithium system of mining without having water. So let's say that, here again, in other words, that's why I brought up fracking. We're sacrificing our water supply in the aquifer in the system for real, and artificially saying, well, let's have them drink reusable water. Let's have them drink water that is reusable coming in from the toilet, but it's already got endocrine disruptors. There'll be seven there that come from humans. Our water's already radiation infected. I say infected, not contaminated, because I haven't told you about the things that I know about the special bacteria that's being placed in the water supply and how the radium is being tested. So you have the lithium explorers, for instance, in Nevada, as an example, are Pure Energy, Lithium X, and Nevada Sunrise, Advantage Lithium, and the only lithium producer in North America is Albie Marley. Albie Marley has bought the area and the whole back orders of lithium, which comes to $2 trillion. So the you heard me right. So the thing comes down to that you have Nevada Sunrise has owned an option. So that option for Albie Marley has agreed to the water rights of Nevada Sunrise. And there is a subsequently option to the Advantage Lithium Company, which is on the stock market. That's the TSX V on the AAL, where they, you know, they're forfeited after Albie Marley's lawyers from New Zealand will be working with them. That's why that Harvard dedication for the 8,500 acres in New Zealand. Now, Judge Elliott, who's overseeing the water rights from the litigation there from Pure Energy and Albert Marley, has a wife who's a partner of the firm, and she's representing Albert Marley. So the company challenging everyone water rights to the application. But the problem is that you see here the double standard in the terms of the lithium. And its acquisition in terms of equity. So if you have a consolidation of the basin, that this was part of the Nevada-California line of the what's called Pure Energy Company, the TSXV, which is agreed to develop Lithium X's Nevada lithium assets. So one of the reasons that these farmers in Nevada, for instance, being off their land, of course, Senator Reid, of course, wanted to mine with the Chinese a gold mine system in the back of the wash on Clayton Valley. What they were really after on the other end was the lithium. Now, the Chinese want the agreement to set up with Lithium X Energy. The Chinese don't want you to know that. So the Geopolar Corporation, you have Clayton Valley Lithium, they want to acquire Lithium X's interests, which are 756 unpatented mineral claims covering approximately 15,000 acres in Clayton Valley, Nevada. Now, who lives in Clayton Valley, Nevada? You have what's called the Clayton Northeast. You have the Aquarius lithium mine. You have the Jackson Wash. You have the Gemini Wash. And I think, well, most of these people are part of the casinos and the people who own the casinos. So if you have an appraisal report of Clayton Valley, you have to create another another system of valuation. So if you don't have any water, you don't have any lithium mining. You take, where is that water? Where is that water that's going to become? It's got an energy system within the crystal, which is compressed to be into the Tesla cars. That's why the companies and all the foreign governments are pouring in on these private private contracts for the water. They don't want to buy the water to give us the water in terms of the infrastructure. They want the water to mine lithium. Do you get that? I mean, this is not an idle statement. This is a summation of 2.5 hours of Parker Pathways on RBN to give you. This is not some inside story in a scoop. No, it's been buried for a long time. What product on the earth can change the complete biochemistry of the genetic code on chromosome 7, chromosome 12, and 13? It's lithium. And all the mining which was done by the extraterrestrials over a period as a suspected hypothesis, They said it was for gold. It was. Other thing, you cannot live in a freezing, below freezing cosmic environment without lithium. Now, I've told you something from the Mars rock that you're not even supposed to be thinking about. Welcome to Parker Pathways. You thought water was just something out of your tap. That's why I keep talking with you about the death panel. I interviewed the doctor that wrote it, and I brought it up in front of 700 people in an auditorium. I was part of that panel, seven people. A place called Republic Broadcasting Network. They never heard of RBN. That's their problem. I gave you three paragraphs just now as well as promoted. 700 people were in dead silence for 8 minutes. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Parker Pathways. Now with the 3 hours that I presented, I've led up to you, I have matched the archives from 4 years ago to now to give you what is a part of a theoretical system of the alchemist. Now, I had somebody ask me recently and said, well, do you know a good alchemist, you know? But I'm going to give you what I learned at Yale and Joseph Campbell and some other, and some scientists, and the thing that on my world travels. And it's about creation. And you listen carefully to what we've been talking about today in term of what the surveillance state is really talking about on the future of cities. Now, you have the creation that in the beginning that the universe is ensouled or inspired. That's what you learn in alchemy, was from the ancient thing. I've been studying alchemy for totally years when I first was exposed to it, particularly at Stanford and otherwise. And contrary to the contemporary theories that matter gives birth to consciousness, the alchemist's view of creation is metaphysical, like in the spirit, you see, precedes matter. So the ideas by the thinking of the people who create the future, is what they're trying to do, is that it's to restore the fallen matter to the spirit. In the book of the Hermetica, it'll describe for you the vision of creation where Hermes witnesses a painful sacrifice really of a divine unity, which is called the rendering of the void or the mysterious advent of the logos of the word. And remember in Genesis it talks about let there be light. Well, it's already shown that the universe system possibly was instantaneous, and several of the bacteria and chemistry studies of meteorites have shown that that may be possible. And the idea that there is precipitation of a smoky darkness and it condenses to a watery substance, which is called the prana materia, on the water substance. And the logos, or in other words, the word, is called the Son of God. And then you have these creation principles, which are called Eidos, which seeds that chaotic water, which in turn will become the matrix of all the forms, according to the alchemist. And, of course, in the creation myth of Genesis, it's talking about the separation of the waters. But it also talks about the substance, which is in lithium, now, which was discovered. So if you have the reflection of one of the other giving rise to that third principle of creation, which is like the god Thoth, who mediates, and he governs the polarity of these molecules, allowing that union by acting as a generating spark, which they call the midwife in alchemy. So you have the three philosophical principles of sulfur, mercury, and salt. Now, salt is important. In fact, if you have the determination of the concept of the center of the earth, of which you are translating chemistry in the real world, we're not talking about the etheric world, we're talking the real world. If you have then the kernel paradoxical factor that's mixing, it can already be discerned that you're interfering with life itself. And so the ideas of the four elements are all created from sulfur, mercury, and salt. That will be the formation of this, of the determination of my thesis against the United Nations, the formation of the phrase, let there be a firmament in their midst that divides the waters from the waters in the creation. I will say that the spirit is moved upon the water's face, and the light in the day was divided in the darkness called night. The earth was without form. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. The command was given, and there was light, and it was good. That is the alchemy of which I am challenging the world and the United Nations for the creation of the contaminated water. Thank you for listening to Parker Pathways and RBN. We are on 10 to 1 Central Time the United States of America. God bless America. Thank you, my producer, from the bottom of my heart. And thank you, as Charlie Daniels says, pray for the troops, pray for the police, and for the Jerusalem. We'll see you next week.
The truth.